So good morning, everybody.
Morning.
So this morning we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit once again. And God is good. Did you know that May 20th is Pentecost Sunday? And sometimes in our circles we've made Holy Spirit just about that one little thing in the book of Acts where everyone was spoke in tongues. And we haven't gone beyond that. We haven't really gone into the person of the Holy Spirit and a relationship with the Holy Spirit, understanding who the Holy Spirit is. And Holy Spirit really glorifies Jesus. And so we're all about glorifying Jesus, so we need to be in a relationship with Holy Spirit and be in agreement when we come into a place like this that we are glorifying Christ. And so this morning, I want to go a little bit further in that area. last week, I spoke, or it was maybe it was the week before, and I mentioned the pastor who was going to Bible college where his pastor says, watch out for people who talk about the Holy Spirit. Have any of you ever been in circles like that where people have said, watch out for people who talk about the Holy Spirit? I got to tell you something, honestly, makes me very sad. Doesn't make me angry, but it makes me very, very sad. I don't know all the reasons why that happens, but like Holy Spirit is God. Like, really, like, Holy Spirit is God. And I have read stories, and I know people who grew up in traditions where the Holy Spirit is hardly ever referred to. Anyone, can you relate to that here? And I'm thinking, like, you know, of Bible verses that speak of the Holy Spirit were skipped over. Can anyone relate to that? You know, now maybe in the book of Acts you would talk, but oh, don't dare go to Acts chapter 2 or Acts chapter 9. And some traditions, they just skip over Bible verses that refer to Holy Spirit and His gifts.
Yeah.
Okay, now maybe they skip over Holy Spirit because they don't want to get to the gifts. But the gifts are God's manifest presence in the world, in the church, and in everywhere we go. And we never get around to studying the book of Acts, and it's just a really sad place to be. So, as you said, many of you, or some of you, can relate to this. So, my question is, why would and does this happen? And I just want to throw something out. Is it possible that some don't see the Holy Spirit as God? Would that be valid? Okay. Maybe without knowing it, some have thought that the Holy Spirit is some kind of second-class member of the Trinity. Would that be valid? Some would think that. Maybe it's because a lack of discipleship in the church. Maybe it's a lack of teaching. Maybe it's an abuse of spiritual gifts, so people have just backed off from it because we have made things weirder than they should be. Maybe it's because the belief that miracles stopped in the book of Acts. And I got to tell you something, that is very valid, but that is becoming less and less and less true. And the traditions that believe that miracles stopped in the book of Acts are becoming less and less and less. And there's an explosion of Holy Spirit in the world. So we need to celebrate that, not focus on those who are in opposition. But it still happens, and you will probably meet people like that. Don't get into an argument. Just bless them. Okay. Maybe it's all of the above. Maybe it's all of the above, but how sad not to be in a relationship with Holy Spirit. How sad it is not to be in a relationship. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. And maybe some of you are not in a full-blown relationship with Him, but you know what? You will be. Because the way we're teaching and the way we're discipling, you're going to want to. because Holy Spirit has characteristics that are so beautiful, or they're so awesome and everything. You will want to know who Holy Spirit is. You will want to walk with Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, like I said last week, is not weird. We're weird. Amen. And when we get saved, we're still weird. Amen. So the thing is, Holy Spirit does not make you weird. Okay? He doesn't do that. Holy Spirit brings honor to the Father, honor to Jesus. We may stand in the presence of God, and God could be so awesome that what happens is, you know, that I may just fall down, or I may just want to scream, or I just may want to do something. But you know what? It's not God that made me do it. It's me that's doing it, because I'm so happy that that's maybe the way I express myself, and maybe you express yourself a different way, and that's okay. So let's stop trying to clone each other to be that we are to be. So people, they look at a Pentecostal church, and we've had Baptist pastors who have come in here and said, well, today we want to just be Bapticostal. And so I would talk to them afterwards, and I said, what do you mean by that, being Bapticostal? They said, well, you know, your style of the way you do it. What style? We love the Lord. Amen. Okay, if I go to St. Bryce's Church, an Anglican church right now, I will love the Lord there. If I go to a Baptist church, I will love the Lord. If I go to Lakeshore Missionary Church, I will love the Lord there. What style? Okay, don't categorize us as a style. Categorize us as a people who are committed to an audience of one, who want to see people get saved, where we will give money to missionaries all over the world, that we will do anything that we can. If we have to, we will serve, we will sweep toilets, we will clean toilets, we will do whatever we need to do if it's to an audience of one. So we are a people that live a lifestyle of holiness and commitment. It's not about our style. Yes. It just so happens that we love to worship, and so people who gravitate here are of like mind. But you could go to a service at another place where it's just quiet. Maybe it's just someone playing a keyboard or whatever, one person singing. They love the Lord. So let's not put anyone into any kind of camp, but let's focus on the Holy Spirit and not focus on us so much. Amen? Amen. So I have met people over the years that I thought who thought I was a certain person. You know, they thought I was a certain person. In their minds, they decided that they knew me, but they didn't know me. And they would even tell others how much they knew me when they didn't know me. And they would tell others how I think when they don't know me. But when we begin to have a relationship with them and they discovered who I am, it all changed. And I wonder how many of us are like that. You know, it's amazing how preachers in the United States that are on TV, I love what Bill Prankard said, when he was here, he says, oh, you Canadians, what are you sending money down to the United States for? It's never going to come back into Canada. You know? Like, seriously, it's not coming back here. Like, it's going down there. It's not coming back here. It's not doing anything here. And it's funny that, you know, I'll get into conversations and, you know, Joel Osteen's awesome. You know, so is Bill Johnson. He's awesome. You know, Rick Warren's awesome. They're all awesome. But I'll get into conversations with people, and they talk about it like, oh, yeah, you know, Bill said this. I said, Bill who? You know Bill. I said, no, I don't know Bill. Who? Bill Dowdle, you know? You don't. We don't know them. And I believe that many have made up their mind about Holy Spirit as well. And they do not know him. And maybe some of you have made up your mind and you've said things or you've resisted things and stuff like this. You don't know him. Right? They only tell what they've seen or they've heard or what they've not been taught. But it's not through a relationship. And I want us as a congregation to be able to talk about Holy Spirit because we're in a relationship with Holy Spirit and we know Holy Spirit, and Holy Spirit will show us the principles of God the Father. And so when we're talking about Holy Spirit, we will be reiterating the principles of God the Father in heaven and bringing honor to Him. You know what? That doesn't mean that we don't flag and we don't jump. It has nothing to do with that. It's about honoring a relationship with God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and Holy Spirit. And they're all God, three in one. And I believe that Holy Spirit is God, and Holy Spirit is God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So I believe in order for us to move forward as a healthy Pentecostal church, and you know what? Let me tell you something. I've had people, it says Gateway Pentecostal Church on the sign outside. We are part of the Pentecostal Assemblies of Canada, and my wife is going to minister at a Pentecostal Assemblies of Canada church this morning that needs some help.
Amen.
Okay? It's not, I'm proud of the saying Pentecostal on the sign. Because we're not a denomination, we're a fellowship of believers. We believe in walking in a Pentecostal lifestyle based on Acts chapter 2. So people would come in here, well, I'm not Pentecostal. I'm Christian. Again, it's like that thing I talked about tithing before, Pentecostal. Who cares?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, you know, like who really cares about this stuff? It's not important. You know, like it's time to expand. It's time to expand our testimony, folks. It's time to move on. It's time to, those are old topics. Those are topics that I heard when I first got saved. You know, it was always someone who's on the edge a little bit. Well, that would have to correct me. Well, you know what? You shouldn't say you're Pentecostal because we're Christians. Who cares? And it's the same thing of stereotypes that we have put upon Holy Spirit. Go like this with me. Let's get rid of it, and let's get to know Holy Spirit and honor Holy Spirit. And I believe that as we move forward as a Pentecostal church, we must individually and corporately be reintroduced to God the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And I'm learning myself, so as I'm teaching you, I'm learning.
Amen.
It's not like I'm an expert in all of this. You know, I'm going to make boo-boos, and you're going to make boo-boos, but you know what? We help each other. We don't hurt each other, right? And in the survey, you may wonder, whatever happened to that survey that the leadership did? What happened to all the things that they say they're going to do? Well, you know what? In the survey, we've been working through the survey. I've been working through the survey. And one of the things that the survey indicated was that in this congregation, there's not as much knowledge about spiritual gifts and the fruit of the Spirit as you would think, being in what we would call a Pentecostal church. And so what happened was we got through a lot of the things we were doing, and so we arrived at this point now so that we will understand that a little bit better. So it wasn't like we wasted your time to do a survey and then we just did it because so that you would look, so you would think that we were busy and we were doing something. We actually gleaned some information from this so that we could pour back into your life so that all of us, we could have a healthier relationship and move forward in victory and see signs and wonders and all of these things, all to the glory of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So in the survey, it seemed that there was a lack of understanding of spiritual gifts. I asked for forgiveness. I've been here 18 years. Maybe I should have done a better job of teaching on that. Maybe you should have done a better job of studying yourself. But the fact is, we're at where we're at, and it's not like we're totally ignorant, but there is a lack of understanding. So I've spent months pondering this and praying, how do I teach on these things? How do I teach on these things? Do I bring out the list and say, this is the gift of healing, and this is the gift of this, and this, and this, and just give you information? I don't think so. I think what we need to do is we need to know Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Right? Yes. We need to know who Holy Spirit is. And when I meet a person and they start telling me all the things they do without first having a relationship, probably I don't retain a lot of that information for very long. However, when I have a vested interest because I know the person's character, I become very engaged in what I'm listening to, and I trust that person, and I look forward in days to come about what the conversation will be. So in order for this church to really know the fruits and the gifts of the Holy Spirit and flow in both of them, because there's a flow in them. It's not something that we just observe. There's a flow in all of them. It's not necessarily a worship leader or a song. It's a lifestyle, and there's a flow that comes with the gifts of the Spirit. And so what happens is Jesus promised the Holy Spirit. He promised in John 14, 15 to 17, one of those verses you should probably highlight, "If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth." Man, I don't know about you, but I don't know what's fake and what's not fake anymore. You listen to left-wing media, and it's all fake what the right-wing is doing. You listen to right-wing media, it's all fake what the left-wing is doing. You know what? Everything that comes out of Hollywood is all fake. Everything that comes out of middle America, they say it's all fake. Everything is fake. My head's going to blow up. Everything is fake. Everything is fake news now. Facebook is being sued, and they're doing everything. They're trying to get people not to put fake news on anymore. I need the Spirit of truth in my life. Amen? I need the Spirit of truth in my life. I don't need little snippets of information from CTV and CBC and all of this stuff. I need long snippets of spending time with Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, so that I could actually function and I can see what God will do. And so Holy Spirit, Jesus says in John 16 and 14, he says, "Holy Spirit will glorify me." This is Jesus talking. He says, "The Holy Spirit will glorify me because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you." So what happens is we sing, "Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, what a beautiful name." All the songs we sing about Jesus, Jesus, and Holy Spirit is glorifying Jesus. So he promised that he would give us a helper. So don't you think that we would understand Jesus more if we were in a relationship with Holy Spirit? Because Holy Spirit, he will glorify me because he is from me, that he will receive and he will make known to you. Amen? How many of you think that we need to know Holy Spirit way better than we know Holy Spirit? You know, so in other words, a major part of Holy Spirit's mission is to reveal heavenly things that glorify Jesus. That's what Holy Spirit does. Heavenly things that glorify Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, do I need a relationship with you? Because I stand here and I glorify Jesus. And man, am I hitting the mark with when it comes to Jesus. So imagine with me, for a moment, how pleased Father in heaven is when we have a complete or a more complete understanding of his mission through Jesus and Holy Spirit. How pleased is the Father? Imagine with me the presence of the Lord in this house when we corporately worship, when we have a relationship with Holy Spirit glorifying Jesus. Okay? Let's just think about that for a second. Yes, our worship's pretty good here, wouldn't you say? I think that we have some pretty awesome worship leaders in this place. So now all of a sudden you people, because you have expectations when you come in here. You have expectations of me. You have expectations of Linda. You have expectations of the worship team. Guess what? Worship leaders, we have expectations of you. Okay? And that's okay. And so imagine with me the presence of the Lord in this house when we corporately have a relationship with Holy Spirit glorifying Jesus. Amen. Okay? Do you know what happens when that takes place? signs, wonders, healings, salvations. People saying, oh, I need to, after the service, Pastor, I just need to get baptized in water. I just need to get my heart right with God. You know what? Oh, I got to get rid of this sin in my life. Oh, it's just holding me back. Imagine with me worshiping the Lord and being in agreement with Holy Spirit, who says that Jesus' earthly life was so amazing. That's what Holy Spirit says. The Holy Spirit says, Jesus, your earthly ministry is so amazing. His sacrifice, he says, is so enormous. His victory is so overwhelming. Jesus is so worthy of glory and honor and power and dominion. And Holy Spirit is whispering this. And we are agreeing with Holy Spirit as he is here worshiping and saying this to Jesus. He's saying, you are so awesome. I glorify you. I glorify you. And together we come alongside and we do it together. The worship goes from here to here. It doesn't become about us. It doesn't become about a song that we like or we don't like or da 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 da. Listen to us sometimes. Let us get engaged and honor Holy Spirit, because Holy Spirit is not weird. Holy Spirit is God. Holy Spirit is God. The witness of the scripture that the Holy Spirit is full and equal member of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is not a force. The fourth be with you. That's okay. The Holy Spirit is not a thing. The Holy Spirit is not an it. Holy Spirit is God in one of his three persons. And treating him as some sort of heavenly afterthought is very, very sad. So you may say, well, I believe Holy Spirit is God. But you know what the thing is? If you totally ignore him, you know, I don't know what the unpardonable sin is. But you know what? I know that that grieves Holy Spirit. Think for a second with me, even this week. How, in a situation, how did you grieve Holy Spirit, and how would have it looked different if you were even more aware that he's there and he's the helper? You know, we forget, I forget. That's why I got to do this. This is as much for me as it is for you. Take a sobering look for a minute with me at Acts chapter 5. This is a really hard scripture, and I got to tell you something. There's some verses in the Bible, you know, that I don't get, I don't understand completely. But it's where we have the account of the Apostle Peter exposing the deception of Ananias and Sapphira. Right? How many of you know that story? Okay, that's a brutal story, isn't it? Like, that's brutal, because some of us should be fried too. You know, it puts a fear of God in me a little bit too, but I don't understand it all. But in verse 3, Peter says this. He says, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit? Now notice the words that come from Peter's mouth in the next verse. He says, you have not lied to men, but to God. Yes. When you lie to Holy Spirit, you lie to God. You lie to God, and Holy Spirit values so highly the awesome sacrifice made by God the Father and God the Son, so we must continue to pursue this relationship with him. Holy Spirit is kind. Holy Spirit is compassionate. Holy Spirit is wonderful. Holy Spirit is sensitive. And Holy Spirit, he is God. He is God. Oh my goodness, as we move forward and we get this conviction in our spirits and we start to walk in this, oh my goodness, the maturity of this house is going to go from here. I can't contain myself to how happy I am in my spirit to see what God is going to do through all of your lives. Oh, it's incredible. It's exciting. See, my style is I want to dance to that. Okay, I won't go there. So I want to encourage you in three truths before we go. And then we're going to go into communion. And at the end of communion today, I want to pray. I found my favorite anointing oil called Oil of Gladness. It's frankincense and myrrh. This one I love. Some of them I don't like the smell of. Isn't that nice? Isn't that beautiful? You like that? I love it. So in Scripture, in James, in the book of James, it says that if you're sick or you need healing, to come forth and we'll pray for you, anoint you with oil. So I want to do that. And we're going to pray for Bob. Where's Bob? So Bob's going to come on up because Bob has to go for some tests or procedure, some cancer, you know. So we're going to pray for you. And if there's anyone else here who needs prayer, not just for physical healing, but emotional or just you need a blessing. You just need to, what you've been hearing, you just need a blessing from one of your pastors to say, you know what? Just bless me, Pastor, as I walk on this journey. We will do that at the end of communion as well. But I want to encourage you to realize three truths before we go further in this journey. Is this good?
Amen.
I think I should start using this again, some more multimedia. But Linda was away, so... You have no idea what she does around here, okay? Do you? I'm going to finish up with this, but I want to tell you something, men. Men, as we are to honor Holy Spirit, You honor your wives. Okay. The longer I'm married and the giftings and the doors that I see opening that Linda is walking through, and Sharon Johnson will tell you because it was prophesied, because she remembers, it was prophesied over Linda many years ago. Okay. I'm blown away with when she got the call on Friday and then to book a hotel and to go and to do ministry, where she has the poise and the confidence, you know. It was like going into a cold situation, and it's just like, you know. And I see that in you ladies. Oh, my goodness, I'm so proud of you ladies. You know, some of you, you think I'm weird because I walk by, I say, hey, bud. You know what, where I grew up, girls and guys, we were buds, okay? You're my bud. Okay, you're my bud, okay? And the thing is, so men, as we walk with Holy Spirit, you hear this because, you know what? Get close to Holy Spirit because Holy Spirit's going to make you love your families more than you can ever do it in the human flesh, okay? Things will come out of you where, you know what? If I guarantee you, if I had a son or a daughter, I would want them to look at me like I was their knight in shining armor. I'd want them to be so proud of me because, you know what? I would be like Holy Spirit. I would be the helper. I would be the spirit of truth in their life. I would be the one who spoke into their life. So men, I hope you're getting this, okay? And I love you, men, okay? And in this church, on Father's Day isn't Fry the Men Day. Okay. This is a day where, you know, I think again you said, Sharon, you know, Sharon is a great lady, okay, and I remember once, Sharon, we were talking, and you were in awe, you said, you know, the men in this church are so wonderful, you remember saying that, you know, and so ladies, that's how the women in this church see you. Okay, let me get back on track. Randy, stop making me get off track here. Okay, you're forgiven. So I encourage you to realize three truths before we go further in this journey. Number one, the Holy Spirit was sent to be your helper. You know that. Do all of you know that? Okay. You need to write that down. You need to remember that. It's one thing knowing it, and it's one thing walking in it. Number two, Holy Spirit wants to be your intimate friend. That some of you can't grasp, maybe. But Holy Spirit wants to be your intimate friend. See? We didn't talk about any gifts or any fruit or anything like this. We're talking about the person of the Holy Spirit this morning. The Holy Spirit wants to be your friend. And third, the truth that makes these two statements most amazing of all is that He is God.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen? The Holy Spirit teaches in 1 Corinthians 2 and 10, these are the things that God has revealed to us by His Spirit. The Spirit teaches all things, even the deep things of God. He teaches all things. All things. Say that with me. All things. Even the deep things of God. I want to know the deep things of God. How do I get there? How do I do it? Does it mean I have to watch more Christian TV? No. I need to know Holy Spirit. He reveals everything. He searches all things. He searches our actions. Right? He searches our actions. He knows how we act. So don't go to the negative right away. He knows how we act. He knows all the wonderful stuff about you. How many of you went right away to your default to the negative where you said, oh, He knows how I act. He sees that I drop the occasional F-bomb in my mind, maybe not through my lips. Okay? He sees the wonderful things in you as well. You see? He knows how you act. He knows the wonderful things about you. How does that make you feel? Okay, number two. He searches our ambitions. He knows our desires and our plans. If you don't have plans, get some. If you don't have any ambitions, get some. We'll help you. Maybe you don't know how to get there. That's what the body of Christ is for. If you're not ambitious, but you want to be ambitious, we help you. We have spiritual mothers and fathers in the house. We'll help you. But he knows our desires and our plans. He searches our affections, and He knows our love. This is Holy Spirit. He searches our attitudes. He knows our thoughts, and He knows our feelings. And He is God. Amen?
Amen.
He is God.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. God is good. Rock and Ronnie, could you do some songs? Yeah.